Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The Host. The world's population's been taken over by an unseen force, except for those in the Resistance. One of the Resistance is Shirzi Ronan, and she gets captured and possessed, until her inner strength rises up to fight them.
The Earth is at peace. The world has never been more perfect. It is no longer your world.
Almost every human has been successfully occupied.
You don't know what I've been through to find you.
You'll have to trust me.
Okay, interesting concept, and I can see why they did it this way. It's a whole lot easier for the bad forces to be unseen, so you don't have to spend a ton of money on elaborate computer effects or makeup. This way, they just needed to invest in some freaky contacts, which I guess is okay. What really matters is the story, and this one is written by the same woman who did the Twilight series, so you kind of already get the picture. It's the softer side of romance, drama, action, and life-altering peril. Oh, sure, it's all scary and stuff to think the entire human race is being possessed and taken over so we can all be used however the bad forces want, who are seriously likely up to no good at all. But honestly, it was a lot more terrifying when they did it back in the day in The Body Snatchers. Now, that's quite a flashback. But if you're up for seeing something to fill the time until the really great action movies come out later this year, this one might be for you. Now, into a totally different kind of movie for a different kind of audience, it's a documentary called Nikki's Family. In World War II, a British man was able to get a lot of children out of Czechoslovakia before Hitler got there.
This old man saved my life and that of hundreds of others in the Second World War.
I saw those people who were in difficulty, in danger. I never thought what I did 7 years ago was going to have such a big impact as apparently it has.
Now, oftentimes when a documentary comes out, it shows up in just a few theaters, so it makes it a bit hard to see. Then there are documentaries that it doesn't matter how few theaters they are in, it's worth scouring the entire planet to find out where they are and make sure you go see it. Well, this is one of those movies. Nicholas Winton is so humble about what he did, he didn't tell a soul about it for 50 years. This movie shows humanity's worst and best. It shatters your soul and fills you with joy. It makes you feel agony and then gives you hope. It shows you arrogance and then grace. And above all, the power of good cannot be snuffed out by evil, and that true heroes really do exist. So pack your bags and your Kleenex box and head out to go see this one wherever it is. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Nikki's Family is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.